When you're thinking of cheese, you want to break it down into three sections. I just think of hard, medium, soft. These would include cheeses like Parmesan, Gruyere. Gruyere is one of my favorites, by the way. Mozzarella.
Welcome to the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast with DIY healthy lifestyle blogger, Anna Fulmer. Empowering you to transform your life. One imperfect day at a time.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Fulmer. With a full menu, serving sizes, and assembly instructions, I am going to help you save time with this essential guide to an easy charcuterie board. I love charcuterie boards. I don't know about you, but whether a small board for the family or a large setup for a crowd, charcuterie offers a delicious bite for every palate and diet. However, there are times that I feel very overwhelmed at just the thought of assembling a charcuterie board. Am I the only one? Maybe I'm the only one. But there are times that I think, man, I would love to enjoy charcuterie tonight, but I don't feel like putting the board together because I can't decide what I even want to put on the board. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a busy mom making no less than 4,982 decisions a day. But I just want someone to give me a charcuterie menu, tell me what to put on the board, give me a list to mix and match, tell me the right servings, and then give me a how-to guide. Where do I put it on the board? Easy, simple, minimal decision making. Listen, flag this, save it. Be sure to check out the blog post because it's going to have this list that you can print. Save it for later because this is your essential guide to charcuterie made easy with the full list of menu and serving sizes, etc. So if you listen to the end, there will also be a bonus wine pairing list. I can tell you it's not from me. I can't stand the taste of alcohol. And I've never been willing to acquire it. So this is coming from the pros. And that is not me. So there is a bonus wine pairing list with cheese at the end. But number one, let's talk about choosing the board. The most ideal material for a charcuterie board is hardwood. Non-porous, you don't want it to soak in the flavors of the food into the board. But there are multiple board options. There's marble, there's slate, there's bamboo. This list includes maple. We'll talk about a couple different woods. But I did share on the blog post, on the show notes link, I shared the exact board that I have. It is big and it's a little bit expensive. So that's the only hesitation I have to saying like this is absolutely a must buy because it might actually be a little impractical for everyday use. So there's a second board, which to be honest, it's very possible I would use it more because this is a more family size. And then the nice thing about this is you put it all together, wrap it in saran wrap, put it in the fridge, and then you can get it out the next day. Or like what we do sometimes is make one on a Saturday, and then that's sort of our go-to lunch board for the weekend. So number one, there is maple wood charcuterie boards. There's several linked on the show notes. Some have raw edges with handles. They're handmade. You'll pay more for that. Some look more like a cutting board. There's a lot of different options. Some of these also have options to engrave your last name in them, if you would like. There's teak wood cutting boards. These have more variety in color. I would say they can be light and dark. There's cherry wood. Cherry is a very common wood here locally in Lancaster. And again, you can get a lot of these customized. Acacia wood. I don't think I ever say that correctly. Those tend to be a little bit more budget friendly, at least the ones that I have seen. There's marble I linked. There's some very, very pretty marble boards if you want that just sitting on your countertop all the time. And again, these would also serve as cutting boards if you wanted as well. Slate, I included some slate links. The nice thing about the slate boards is you can use chalk and actually write on the board. So that's kind of a fun advantage to the slate boards. Otherwise, you can get the little labels that you write and then you stick into the food in case there's any questions on the type of cheese or whatever. There's bamboo boards. The ones that I have personally linked that we use are bamboo boards. The family-sized one, by the way, that I do highly recommend for like everyday type of use, I think that one's $25. It's very reasonable. So anyway, I did link some boards because that's a good way to start making sure that you have a board. Now let's get to the menu. Charcuterie board cheese. When you're thinking of cheese, you want to break it down into three sections. There's hard cheese, semi-hard cheese, and soft, semi-soft cheese. I just think of hard, medium, soft, I think is the easiest way to think about them. But hard cheese is going to be lower in moisture, firmer in texture and shape. They're often aged longer. They tend to be dry, crumbly. These would include cheeses like Asiago, aged cheddar, which is more like sharp and rich flavored. Parmesan, this would be typically described as salty and nutty. And Romano. So Asiago, aged cheddar, Parmesan, Romano, those would all be considered hard cheeses. Semi-hard cheeses, these are drier than soft cheeses. They work well for melting. These also would tend to be a little bit sharper, some more than others. Colby cheese, Gruyere. Gruyere is one of my favorites, by the way. Manchego and Monterey Jack. Gruyere is one of the primary cheeses in my triple cheese fondue. We love Gruyere. Soft and semi-soft. These are moisture rich. They're not as dry. They're not aged for long. These often are good for spreading, especially the soft cheeses. So soft and semi-soft would include blue cheese, brie, cream cheese, goat cheese, gouda, mozzarella. So here's an interesting thing that I discovered when I created my triple cheese fondue. The original recipe just had two cheeses, but we love the smoked gouda flavor. So I tried to incorporate that into the recipe. It took me years to perfect. But the soft cheeses like Gouda, I learned I cannot put too much of it into the fondue because it's almost too runny. It doesn't dip well. Just a random side note. But you just want to keep that in mind depending on what your goal is. Sometimes you can even like create a fondue and like a cheese fondue and then set those cheese fondue cups that are like melted and warm out on a charcuterie board. And then you just basically like use all of the stuff on the board to dip into the cheese. So it's basically like a cheese fondue board, but still sort of charcuterie. So when you are putting cheese on the board, you want to pick three. This is serving sizes for a family of six, say, for your family. I would pick three of them to put on the board. Charcuterie board meat. Again, I would pick two or three of these, depending on how much you love meat in your house. Ham, pepperoni, sweet bologna, turkey, salami, prosciutto. You could do dried salmon or even just a cooked salmon. There are other ones. I feel like there's probably other ones out there that I'm missing. We tend to use the same meat on our board. So if you have other ideas, throw them at me. I will update this post, update this podcast, etc., and the menu that you can print out. Number three, charcuterie board bread crackers. So you want to pick two of these. Breadsticks, crusty bread, think like a French baguette, pretzel thins, Ritz crackers, tortilla chips, water crackers, wheat thins. Really, any type of bread would be delicious, but a crusty bread makes for nice pairing. And then especially if you want to include on your board in the condiment section, like a little herb olive oil dip is delicious with that bread.
You have tried it all. Worried you will never lose the extra weight or reclaim the energy you once enjoyed? Want to achieve fat loss without spending hours in a gym or eliminating entire food groups from your diet? Well, now you can. In the virtual Faster Way to Fat Loss with Anna, my 6-week fitness and nutrition program, you will learn how to pair effective 30-minute workouts with all natural, evidence-based nutritional strategies to leverage what you eat
and when you eat to reset your metabolism and burn fat fast, even that stubborn belly fat. I am a dual certified nurse practitioner passionate about teaching sustainable strategies to promote fat loss and prevent disease. I have cheered on thousands of clients who have done just that with the Faster Way program. In my six-week program, the average client currently sheds 7 inches of body fat. 93% report more energy, and 89% state that their mental health has improved. 100% of clients report they feel this program is sustainable. Curious to try the program but not sure if the strategies will work for you? Try the Faster Way strategies for free. Head to www.hammersandhugs.com and sign up for my free 7-day fat loss accelerator course today and start your own transformation story. Charcuterie board fruit. I would put two of these again if you're just talking for like a, you know, family-sized apples, blackberries, blueberries, craisins, any dried fruit, really, grapes, raisins, strawberries. Our go-to for fruit on a charcuterie is grapes and apples. I love grapes with cheese. Grapes are typically the ones that I will put onto a board, and then we'll usually slice up apples because they're nice and, you know, there's sort of like a watery texture to them, which sort of offsets the cheese and the bread and whatever else that you have on there. So I just think they're a nice fresh flavor on a board. But grapes are my personal favorite for actually pairing, especially with the cheese. Goat cheese, by the way, is one of my absolute charcuterie favorites. I love goat cheese. Goat cheese is so hit or miss. Charcuterie board vegetables. I would pick three of these to put on your board. Carrots, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, olives, peppers, pickles. There's other options that you could put on too. These tend to be the ones that we would most likely put onto the board. Charcuterie board nuts, almonds, pistachios, cashews, walnuts. We tend to do almonds because almonds are a nut that we have more regularly in our house. You could also do peanuts if you really want, but I tend to prefer almonds and cashews, but walnuts are also a popular. And then of course, shelled pistachios are delicious as well. Don't forget number 7, your charcuterie board condiments. This is where you can really kick it up a notch on your board. And here's where you can put in like the little bowls or the little dishes on your board, balsamic vinaigrette, basil, fig jam, honey, honey mustard, hummus, strawberry jam, blackberry jam. I mean, there's so many different condiments out there, but that is a really delicious way too of adding a lot more flavor and texture to the board. Fig jam on goat cheese on a sliced cucumber or dry bread is some of my favorite. It is so good. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. By the way, a lot of the stuff you can get in bulk at Costco. If you have a big family and you need to create a meal in bulk, that being said, here are serving amounts. And again, this can all be printed off on the blog post, but this list is a starting point for approximately 12 people. You guys, this, believe it or not, actually took me a while to put together because nobody does this. Nobody gives you serving sizes, which drives me insane when I'm creating a charcuterie board because I just want somebody to tell me, like, okay, if I'm having a small gathering and we have approximately 12 people, I don't want too much, but I also don't want too little. So anyways, I scoured the internet for all different serving size recommendations and put this together for you. This is for 12 people. So this would be like a little get together, not just your family. You can half this for your family. 42 ounces of cheese. Now remember, I said pick three. So just keep in mind, these are divided among the numbers that I gave you. 42 ounces of cheese, 20 ounces of meat, 2 cups vegetables, half bunch grapes, 1 apple sliced, 1 cup of nuts, 1 baguette, 8 ounces of crackers, 1 to 2 condiments. Now, you can still pick and choose like the vegetables that you like, and I gave you fruit recommendations, but you can change that to whatever you prefer, I would do about one cup, at least one cup of fruit, if not a little bit more. But let's talk about the setup. There is actually a strategy to setting up a charcuterie board to make it a lot less stressful. Here is what I learned when I very first started figuring out how to do charcuterie boards, and I'm sharing it. I'm sure there's multiple different ways of doing this, though. But here's the very simplified, easy, practical, less stress version so that you can enjoy charcuterie boards more. You want to take three various sized small bowls and place them on the board. These are small bowls. These are like your mini bowls. Or maybe they are, you know, like the really mini dessert, like parfait glasses. But the idea is you want three various size small bowls and place them in three sections on the board. The cheese, if you are using three cheese types, visually divide the board in three sections. Maybe you have like three triangles, right? And it goes like this. But mentally, maybe it's just vertically, maybe it's horizontally, but mentally divide your board into three sections and then place the cheese at random in those sections. The meat, then, you want to place in proximity to the cheese because more often than not, they get paired. So put the meat, then, in proximity to the cheese in all three sections. The bread and crackers also get placed near the meat and cheese. So like these three almost form this little triad in each section, right? So you've got the cheese, meat, bread, and they're forming like little triads in each of your board sections. So basically what I had written down here is consider creating mini triangles on the board with the cheese, meat, and bread. From there, you fill in the gaps with the fruits and vegetables. Fill one of the small bowls with nuts and a spoon, and then the next two with olives, pickles, or whatever condiments that you want with a mini spoon, mini fork, mini knife, like whatever makes the most sense. So again, to recap, mentally divide your board into three sections. Then you put your cheese in each of the three sections. Then you put the meat right beside the cheese in each of the three sections. And right, you want them to be like sort of at random. That's what makes it look so pretty. Then you want the bread or crackers to be near the meat and cheese. So you've got like a little triangle in all three sections. Then you fill in the rest of the board with the fruit and vegetables in each section. Then those three bowls that are on your board currently empty, one you want to put in nuts, and then the second two are for your condiments. So like I said, this could be olives, pickles, or it could be blackberry jam, strawberry jam, honey, hummus. It could be fig jam is one of my favorites. And then, you know, you want to put a little knife or a little spoon in there. Another thing to consider is placing little signs in the cheese, especially as needed to clarify. They're very, very cheap on Amazon. I used these when I hosted our gala and had a massive charcuterie board that lined the entire length of the bar top. And we just put little signs everywhere. They're very easy to do. And then if you want to sort of kick it up a notch and make it look pretty, you can garnish with basil leaves for that visual appeal. And of course, if you put mozzarella on your board, then the basil, tomato, and mozzarella make a delicious charcuterie spread too, a little caprese spread. So let's talk final step. If you want to pair wine and cheese, now this is coming from like the king company of charcuterie, which Smurly, I don't know if I'm saying their name right, is a very, very popular charcuterie company. A lot of the boards are from Smurly. And this was the big, really nice charcuterie board that we got that has a bunch of like pull-out drawers. And it's a huge all-in-one contraption that I got for Christmas a couple of years ago. I do love it. It sits on our counter all the time. The booklet that I got with it shared these wine and cheese pairings. So just so you know, this is not coming from me, but this is what was recommended. And I did see other people recommended this as well. So again, less stress. You know exactly what the pros are telling you to do. So Chardonnay goes well with Brie and Gruyere. I'm not even going to say this next one right, probably, but Sauvignon Blanc goat and Gruyere. You can tell I don't drink wine because I can't even say the name of it. I don't know, you guys. Did I say that right? Sauvignon Blanc, goat and Gruyere cheese, a Merlot, cheddar, Manchego, and mozzarella. And then the last one, Pinot Noir. How do you say that? Pinot Noir, cheddar, and Gouda. So Chardonnay, Brie and Gruyere, Sauvignon Blanc, goat and Gruyere, Merlot, cheddar, Manchego, mozzarella, and Pinot Noir, cheddar, and Gouda. I hope this is a helpful guide, short, sweet, to the point. Again, the link is in the notes. Go to the blog post to actually be able to print out and copy. And then here's what I recommend. Get a family-friendly board and you write down your family's favorites. There is no point in putting together a charcuterie board if your kids aren't going to put together their own plates off of it. So kind of find out what it is that they like. Write it down somewhere, maybe even tape it to the bottom of the board or something. And then that becomes your go-to lunch for the weekend, is just an idea. And, you put together your board, say Saturday morning when you're having family, you're getting your family breakfast ready or whatever. And then you can even cover it with Saran wrap really tightly and put it in the fridge for later in the day. Or if it doesn't all get eaten, you can bring it out and fill it back in for the next day. They're really, really flexible. And that's what's awesome about them. I also think there is something to be said for kids putting together their own plates off of the board. They might be more likely to eat what's on their plate if they have, quote unquote, put it together. So that's just a thought as well, trying to work smarter, not harder. And any other suggestions or tips that you have for boards, food options, assembly tips, everybody has their charcuterie expertise. Please share, drop your suggestions in the comments, and I will make sure that this gets updated for us all to enjoy. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts from today. Head to your preferred podcasting platform and give the show an honest review and let me know what you think. Remember, you cannot be redefined, only redeveloped one imperfect day at a time. Your story matters and you are loved.